For KBIA in Colombia, I'm Trevor Hook. Older people have been far more likely to die worldwide from the coronavirus, and statistics from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services show that Missouri is no exception. The health department has cited 53 fatalities from the illness caused by the coronavirus. The toll rose by 14 yesterday. The department also cited 3,037 confirmed cases, up 315 from yesterday. 37 of the 53 Missouri residents who have died were in their 70s or 80s. Authorities also announced the first death of a state prison inmate from COVID-19 today. The inmate was a man in his 50s from the Kansas City area. Polling places are not open today because the municipal election originally slated for today in Boone County has been rescheduled for June 2nd. The Columbia Missourian reports mail absentee ballots must be requested before 5 p.m. on May 20th. The requests for absentee ballots can be made using the Boone County Clerk's website. The ballots have to be returned to the Boone County Clerk's office by 7 p.m. on June 2nd. Under Missouri law, voters who request absentee ballots due to confinement because of illness, incapacity, or physical disability do not have to have the ballots notarized. Missouri lawmakers are taking extraordinary steps to return to the usually crowded state capitol today to pass an emergency coronavirus funding bill. The capitol has been closed to everyone except essential staff since March 24th, but lawmaker approval is needed for Governor Mike Parson to spend what could amount to billions of dollars in federal funding for medical supplies, local governments, schools, and other forms of aid. A spokesperson says the House aims to have fewer than 10 people in the chamber at any one time, and for the 163-member chamber to vote one at a time. MU announced yesterday that summer classes for the 2020 term will be moved completely online due to the coronavirus. The Columbia Missourian reports courses usually offered during the summer will be available in an online format. Similar decisions have been made at colleges and universities across the country. MU also says it will work individually with international students who have already returned to their home countries to ensure that they receive appropriate instruction. More than 6,000 students attended summer classes on campus in recent years. Spokesperson Christian Basie says tuition fees for summer classes aren't slated to change. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.